or discouraging development, let's say, speech by Chu this morning to the National Assembly, in which he just flatly reiterated his earlier condition, rejected the U.S. Hanoi draft peace proposal, listed the worst parts of it, can't accept the presence of North Vietnamese troops, described the CNCR as a disguised coalition, which it is not, stated that he could never sign a peace treaty which did not clearly delineate the responsibilities of Hanoi to cease aggression against the states of Indochina, would never sign, offered a counter proposal, which was purely a red herring, that he would have a ceasefire through Christmas and New Year's, release all of the North Vietnamese prisoners, and then start talks between all the parties locally to resolve issues.
Ron, did you get the shelf? I didn't see the 250 ceiling. Did you not use it?
Oh, yes, sir.
You got it.
Now, Henry, I think he's very well postured and understands exactly what you want and agrees completely. He said that they got a message from the North Vietnamese this morning that they still had no instructions. He said if that's the case, he's of course going to continue on until they get those instructions. If they represent any indication against an agreement, if they are totally infamous and impossible to deal with, to include stating that this is Hanoi's view, not just a negotiated view, and represents his new instruction, he said he thinks we just have to recess quietly, come back quietly, state that we're coming back for consultation, and that we will continue to keep contact through the radio channels during this period, and then start the military up. Now, he's quite concerned. Bunker came in, incidentally, and said that, and he wrote his recommendations after Chief's speech. He said, now, in light of this, that no one short of the Vice President can come over, because Chief's thrown the traces of him.
He's
obviously thrown the gauntlet down to us. So it would be foolish to be worried about his sensitivity. And Henry's view is that, and he wanted, and I've written a memo which is just coming out of the typewriter because I just got this message.
Yeah.
His view is that we've now got ourselves a very, very tough problem with you. If we send the Vice President over, he could be rebuffed. And we've got to decide whether to go ahead, assuming we get a good agreement, try to push Chu into it, recognizing that there's some risk that we'll have to crush him. So that's a serious consideration, because we could end up losing all that we've been trying to accomplish. On the other hand, his instincts initially are that we should go ahead. And we decided to do that and we make the agreement.
Well, Bunker next suggestion
to just go ahead with the war. No, Bunker, he wants to go on with the agreement.
That's what I mean, of course.
Yeah. But he hasn't given us a good assessment of what this speech means in terms of Chu's ability to now back off this limb he stepped out of. I think Bunker...
I'm not as concerned about the speech as others. He's got to stick out there. I mean, I understand that it's tough and all that sort of thing. I don't know exactly. But it doesn't... Lamb says this, he says this. So then you finally come down to it. Every goddamn reason, that's all there is to it. We're now getting to the point now where we can't do it.
No, I think...
We can no more. We can no more. It's very well. Because he won't take this word out of this war. There's no way it can be. There's no way.
No, I think we have to go ahead. Try and get the agreement. Above all, not break off the talks, even if they are intransigent. If they're not and we get an agreement, then we've just got to bring two along, whatever it takes. And if we risk...
How do you bring them along? Bring them along?
Well, I think the vice president is now the only thing. Yesterday, I would have felt otherwise.
Yeah, I know. Well, particularly after your message, your intercepted message, which indicated that you would have said that he may be going up and down too, you know.
That's true. But now there's no other emissary that will give him the kind of leverage he needs to step off his position. The vice president.
Well, then we have and we cannot risk money to it.
No, absolutely not. You can't.
I can't get the name.
No, we have to go to just the next best thing. No, he's insisting on total victory. That's exactly what the conditions are that he's laid out. We've never shared that view. And he knows it. In fact, he's never insisted on it.
I don't think we should
accept
it. There's no way to get it.
And I also think that he's playing for the big stakes. And he's going to push us right up to the goddamn brink, which he's doing now. And we can't back down again. Any more than we can back down with Hanoi. We've got to.
Back down again, never. And back down with Hanoi, never. Right now, they both are.
It may be a moot question because Hanoi may just end up being totally unable to bring himself around and to be just plain arrogantly negative, which is what they were yesterday. I don't think they will, although it's conceivable. It's to their advantage in any event to get a settlement, especially in the light of Chu's statement, because they're going to find out that they're going to be in the white hats and Chu's going to be in the black hats situation. So I'm trying to think that the overall impact of Chu's intransigence will be to make an only one settlement.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it.
Right.
Unless, well, it could be, that they wouldn't want a settlement. Based on the fact that they think that he's not going to go along, that's going to cause us great problems. What I mean is this, one way they could play it in order to destroy our public supporter attempt would say, well, the light of Chu's statement, there's no reason for us to continue these negotiations. He obviously won't negotiate it with total victory, so we're breaking off talks.
That's a tough way. But I don't think that's the way to go, because it puts them in the position of having to give Chu other than a puppet status. I think what they would prefer to do would be to get a settlement. Then have two of the recalcitrant on the fringes, so that they look like a peaceful country. They've been able to work out the differences with the United States, and except for this little son of a bitch in Saigon, who is a demagogue, we've had peace. That isolates two a little more consistently with their theory. Now, I don't think that turned out that way.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they come along. Any kind of basis.
That we should definitely send the vice president.
Yep.
But before doing so, he should come back and we should consider jointly or very, very carefully where that scenario will spin out. Now, I'll start considering that today and some.
Don't start talking to the vice president.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Don't get him all stirred up one
more. No.
That's the thing to do, unless this thing is going to work. If it's going to work, then we can breed him damn fast.
That's
because it's best not to have him think he's got people that he'll talk to that have any brains, and you know.
We'll just keep him. He doesn't know any of this,
and
we won't tell him.
Reagan and people like that.
Simple facts, I'm sure. If we have to go this way, there's nobody better than the vice president. Because if we have a confrontation with you, we're going to have to watch our right flank and the left flank. And he's the best man.
Right.
Be the vehicle for
you. He can come back and be the man who fights the right for us. Exactly.
But I do think we don't have to worry about a schedule or pre-Christmas or anything else. So
the schedule thing is not something I'm concerned about. I don't leave any impression when I ask him if there's anything. I'm just curious as to whether it's 6 months.
No, I think Henry's been more concerned about it. You've never been. You've made it very clear all along that.
And the schedule, I mean, in fact, I'm perfectly happy with this having the talks continue for a while. Let's go ahead and just keep talking. Keep talking as long as there's any. The only thing I am concerned about is the fact that we have to continue talking without doing something new. Maybe reseeding the water, the harbor. So forth. You figured that would be an inevitable, almost an inevitable cause for breaking up the talks.
Well, no, I don't, sir. I think we ought to wait and see what happens today. If if they get instruction from Hanoi and they stay negative, then I think that's justification for doing it, and they'll understand it without it risking what has already been a tough decision for them. On the other hand, if there's still progress today, I don't think we should do it, because that puts an additional strain on the system up there that I don't think we should do. But if there's no progress and it represents an Hanoi's view, when Henry comes back for a recess, then I think we should start right away, as soon as he gets back. First with the receiving and with very heavy airstrikes. And we can measure that carefully too. Then they won't break off the talks for that. Or if they do, they would have done it in any event. And that we have to be careful of. If they come back with Henry, what we have taught today with instructions from the Lord to do nothing, we have to be very careful to keep them in the position that they don't go public. Because there'd be no way Henry can quietly break it off if Hanoi comes down and says that the thing is stalled out and that they're breaking off the talks and the U.S. demands are unreasonable. That's something we have to be very careful
about. They're going public on the basis of their more entrenched attitudes.
We can handle, but there will have to be some explanations.
Yeah, some. What I meant is that the way it stands, we're going to go stand part of settlement, but they're going to vote against it.
Well, that's the main incentive for Henry's gracefully getting away and saying you have to come back and consult with you so that they don't feel they can do anything, even if they're trained.
And then we bomb.
And we come back and then we can bomb, and then we can explain what the problems are in a low-key way and get the jump on them. We don't want them to get the jump on us. So that's going to take a little careful maneuvering by Henry if the decision is that we have to take a reset. What he should do is just say, well, look, I have to go home. You've been a lot tougher than we anticipated. I'll have to discuss this with the president. We'll keep in contact with you through our special channel, and we'll take the lead. We'll decide here what he should say to accompany the military action. And there's some justification for this. I disagree completely with election law, but it isn't my business to be an expert on. But he also felt, and there's some justification for this, that they were working against that deadline and that we'd get our greatest concessions from them. Now, their attitude sense would suggest that he may have been right. But it doesn't mean that those concessions were enough to bring it to where we accepted it. We could have taken
the whole point is the whole point is the other way you could have allowed them to say, all right, you're being unreasonable. We fight it out. We're not going to negotiate anymore. And let it be one hell of an inflammatory issue.
see that issue that was a source of your strength. In fact, you had done everything right.
That was the point. We did not have to have the peace issue working for us. We did not have to be promising peace. We did not have to be doing the damn thing. All we had to be doing was being the hard, hard numbers in. But as a result of the worst of both worlds, the result of our hard open tradition, I have no credit for it. These times weren't having any reasonable lives if we were alive. Well, that's why we're in the bridge. The point is now, I don't know what changes in our.
I think the bombing and the mining is what made the difference. Plus the fact that they failed in their offensive. Plus the fact that you got them isolated from Hanoi and Peking, or from Moscow and Peking. It's all these things, not any one. But the one that's eroded the most seriously is the bombing and the effect of the bombing. I think they'll probably stay on till tomorrow because they haven't got instructions in the end.